Oh, I think good we're live.
Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Pathways Podcast, episode 127.
Howdy, partners.
This is apparently the country episode.
In celebration, they were using
the word y'all a lot in the women's conference.
That's true.
Y'all.
I did see that.
It was used like 1,000 times, which is fine.
I probably caught more of it than I did.
When I lived down south, that was a term that I adopted, y'all.
So we're wearing our hats. I'm wearing my boots. I didn't bring my belt buckle.
Oh, you even have on your boots.
Well, yeah.
Look at that. I missed that.
Don't look at my shoes.
Steve has on his tennis shoes with his cowboy hat.
They're cowboy shoes. Not very country of you there, Steve.
So
anyway, we're doing this in celebration and anticipation of you going to Nashville.
Yep. Nashville is actually just in a few weeks. So
it's in a few weeks.
Be good.
Going to do some line stepping.
I don't know.
Do-si-do-ing.
We'll have to find
Bull
out.
Bull riding.
Honky-tonking.
I can't wait to hear the stories of you and Nashville and how country you got.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it last episode. You're getting some boots.
Yep.
Yep. And you went shopping.
Actually, I have a pair of cowgirl boots.
Cowgirl boots.
They do fit you for them when you get there. So.
And you told us, too, you were going shopping on Monday.
Cowgirl and cowboy boots.
How did that go, shopping?
It was good. It was great.
Did you buy a vest?
No.
Did you?
No.
Did you buy a bola tie?
No. Nope.
Did you buy a new cowboy hat? Cowgirl hat?
Nope.
What are you going to wear to Nashville? You're going to stick out like some city folk from Iowa.
You're going to look like a city slicker.
I'm going to look like a girl from Iowa. That's what I'm going to look like. And you know what? I'm totally fine with that.
Totally fine with that. And you know what? If Todd wasn't fine with it, he'd tell you the truth and
That's
let you
right.
know, wouldn't he?
He would. Hmm. He would. Yep.
Well, we are on.
We've established that Todd can be brutally honest.
If I ask.
Tune in last week to figure out what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. That was last week's episode.
So, episode 127. I do want to point out that the sun was shining this morning.
It was shining this morning.
Wow. Like I haven't seen it in feels like a long time.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. I mean, I was talking with somebody outside and went to get coffee and I was standing outside talking to him and I was squinting. It's been a while since I've had to squint.
I haven't had to squint for a while. Better get out the sunglasses today.
Something's going on. Something's different today. Oh, it's the sun.
Sky. Oh, yeah. What is that?
You mean you don't squint when you come in here and see us?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Just the light that radiates from us?
No.
Just thought I'd ask.
No. Interestingly enough, no, I don't.
It's never happened.
Well, apparently I got some sanctification work to do.
Apparently.
Oh, shoot. Well, hey, we are on episode 127. We are continuing the Heaven series.
And you've got your way hat on underneath. Very good.
We are week two Heaven series, and let's dive right into it.
Yeah, let's dive in.
Three big lies from Satan. You pointed out. Lies about God, lies about God's people, and lies about God's place.
Yep. The more Satan can do to create separation from God, God's people, and God's place in our mind and our thinking, the more he's done his job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And based on what a lot of people think heaven is, he's done a pretty good job.
Right.
Because people have a misunderstanding of what the Bible says about heaven, and they just kind of make it up on their own as they go. And you pointed out
biblically, it is close.
Yeah, heaven's close. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the part that I think in our minds, when you hear that, you're thinking, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But at the same time, though, I mean, so oftentimes as truth is revealed to us, the truth is the truth, whether we comprehend it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the truth is that Scripture says that heaven is close,
mm-hmm.
and it's not far away. There is a chasm between, heaven and earth, but yet there is movement between the two. And so, but they're close.
Yeah.
And if you were going to ask me if I had to pinpoint exactly where heaven is up.
Yeah.
It's in the sky, and it's kind of in that place where it's overlooking. And if that chasm was removed, you could see into heaven.
Yeah.
That's how close it is, and that's how...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the scriptures that you used on Sunday that I thought just really drove that point home was the scripture from Acts with Stephen.
Yes.
And so Stephen is being stoned, and he's about ready to die, and he looks up, and he sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God the Father.
Yeah.
And he sees into heaven, and he sees this. And,
yeah.
But just that idea that nobody else around saw.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he's in this moment where God has removed that veil or whatever it is that he can see into that, but he's still alive and here on earth and, you know, just about ready to be martyred for his faith. But he looks up and he sees that. And that was one of the scriptures that just really stuck out to me about how, you know, that idea that heaven is close because he sees it, but nobody around him does. God has just revealed that to him.
And, you know, I know this, and you know this from teaching theology. We haven't gotten there yet in the series, but we know that in the book of Revelation, the saints that are in heaven are aware of things on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So it just tends to also reason that... you know, they're aware of movements on earth. They're aware of what Satan is doing and all of these things that are happening on the earth. So, you know, I mean, I just think I fully intend that when I die, that when I'm pronounced dead, I truly believe that that's when that chasm or that veil, that's a good expression too, that is removed and I will see into heaven.
Right.
And maybe you see that before you,
right?
I have certainly been with people in their last stages of life. They see something, and they see something. And you know, I always remember my grandmother herself. She had a debilitating stroke, and she was completely unresponsive. Mm-hmm. And so we were literally waiting for her to die at that point because you know she was. Well, anyway, right before she passed, she actually smiled and opened her eyes, which, you know, according to the doctors, she was incapable of doing such things, but she did it. So she saw something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now you talk to so many other people that's the case. And is it possible that they literally see into heaven in those last moments?
So talk to us a little bit about string theory. You touched on it a little bit, and you referred back to the last Heaven series that you did, where you did a longer message.
I did a whole sermon on string theory.
But I think it's so interesting because it's this idea that the science is really catching up to the Bible, but it gives this scientific reasoning of how this is actually possible. So
yeah, you can have realities that are on parallel planes with each other. And so string theory kind of evolved out of the 60s from when scientists were studying black holes and the effect of the black hole and somewhere in their study and they figured out that something in a black hole was actually changing the nature of gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, gravity is this natural law that it just exists. Now, it exists in greater levels based on gravitational pull and things like that. But we have natural laws that every so often there's phenomena that seems to, like, alter them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that leads down this path of, you know, and again, it's a theory, right? So scientific theory. But it's this theory, the string theory is that, it's like strings of a guitar. That's the image and how these strings run parallel to each other, and they don't intersect.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, okay, so there can be parallel realities that run and they don't intersect, and so you're kind of oblivious to the fact that they exist because there's no intersection. And so that kind of is used. So Randy Alcorn refers to string theory as a possible explanation for how heaven can literally be in our sky and we don't intersect with it except through some major phenomena, which is either a movement of God or it's death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kind of it almost works in the same categories like a black hole, is that it creates this portal into this parallel reality. Mm-hmm. And so I find it fascinating. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think that explains a lot. Now, you could just say, well, it's just the power of God. God just, he doesn't allow us to see into the reality. But it just kind of shows you how you can literally have two things right next to each other, mm-hmm. that exist independently of each other because they don't intersect.
Right.
So. Well, even the spiritual realm here on Earth, but I would say there's intersection there with that.
Well, I do believe that, I mean, if you go to Jacob's ladder and you go to that whole expression, it's obvious that God and the angels mm-hmm. are going back and forth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe people do, mm-hmm. right? Right? So, right. You know, I don't believe that, you know, I think that when you get, well, we're going off on a tangent now, but if you get a visitation, a spiritual visitation, it is either something demonic or it is a holy angel or mm-hmm. it's the presence of God. It's not actually a relative that went to heaven
right.
and came back.
Right.
And so that's why, you know, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, if you really truly believe that ghosts exist and that there are people that have passed on, there would be trillions of ghosts. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about all the people, I mean, they'd just be everywhere.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so why are they so, why it, is it so rare and things like that? And it all kind of depends on the interaction. But I do believe there are angelic beings and there is God himself mm-hmm. that can traverse the,
right.
The whatever the chasm is or veil, whatever word mm-hmm. you want to use.
Yeah.
So, and then we can go across when we're dead. Mm-hmm. Our spirits can go across, and then when we come back, the veil will be removed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
one of the other scriptures that you used was from Acts 1, where Jesus ascends into the sky and then disappears, and then that idea that he'll return in the same way that you saw him go.
Mm-hmm.
So. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I mean,
How does that happen?
I mean, he didn't go into space.
Right.
He literally went up to the clouds and then he disappeared. He went into some place. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, he literally could reappear just like that as well. Mm-hmm. That's why you always, as Christians, you live with that, you know, that his return is imminent.
Mm-hmm.
And it could happen at any moment, even though we have keys in scripture that kind of indicate what to look for that precedes his reappearing. But still at the same time, I mean, when that time comes, he will be there
mm-hmm.
and it'll be instant. So,
yep.
And you know, the fact that it's where it is kind of alludes to the reason why so many people will see it simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So. Now I kind of want to back up to what you were talking about, like heaven's so close and you talked about Revelation where the saints are watching and do I see that as encouragement? Like, is that, to me, is that like, man, heaven is so close. They're watching, they're cheering me on
yeah.
in my, you know, my walk with Christ and my obedience, you know, is that encouragement? And I've never really thought about that. I've always kind of thought about it like, they kind of see all the screw ups, you know, and the disappointment, but it's like, no, man, they're up there like cheering us on. And as we fulfill and walk out God's mission here on earth, man, it's cool to kind of think about like, all right, I've got people up there.
So,
watching over.
And it kind of speaks to your mindset. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that responsibility is good or not?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's always good.
Mm-hmm.
I believe lack of responsibility is just, if you're a person that has no responsibility, I mean, what kind of a life is that?
Right.
And so I believe that as Christians, we have a responsibility to God, but we have a responsibility to other saints
mm-hmm.
to live out a life of faith.
Right.
And to be that, you know, that light mm-hmm. during our season. And I think that responsibility is good, especially if it motivates us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just think that far too many people, you know, they don't like the idea of people watching or, you know, having a responsibility because they just, they just don't want to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so it's kind of
because
convicting.
It's hard. I mean, like right. people yeah. don't want to be put into difficult situations. Like, oh, this is too hard. I'm out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's easier to sit on the sidelines and do nothing and criticize everything that's being done, but there's no fulfillment in that either, and there's no purpose
yeah.
in that either. So
I always remember the old saying about men, because obviously men need responsibility. It's what we're designed for. Mm-hmm. And the old saying is that men are like semis. We handle better with a load.
Hmm.
And so if we don't have a load as right. men, we just kind of go off into Weirdsville.
Yep.
Fishtailing all over the place.
That's yeah. Right. And we need responsibility, and we need to have purpose. We need, and yep. everybody does. Women
absolutely.
Do too. But it just, you know, as a man, I'm always, because there's this part of me that every so often you're like, you know, I wish I had a job with no responsibility. You know, I wish that I could have a job.
Seems like such a good idea.
It does, but then you know yeah. what? I'd get bored with you're it after like 24
yeah.
hours.
You'd be like, yeah.
Someday, when you're in your wheelchair in the nursing home, we'll say, "Well done, Steve. Happen. You've got no responsibility."
I've already told you that if that happens, I am going to make it my goal in life to escape.
Yep.
That'll be all I live happen. For. So be forewarned.
So you will have a purpose.
I will have a
purpose.
I cannot live. I cannot live in a place where there's no purpose. So my purpose will be to escape. That will be my goal in life.
Yep.
I had a grandpa.
Every nurse will love you.
I had a grandpa that was put in the Alzheimer's unit here in Park Center, and him and another guy teamed up, and they were caught climbing on the air conditioners trying to jump over the fence.
God bless them. Absolutely. That's right. I could just see sitting around the table going, you know.
Plotting.
I got a plan for getting out of here. Are you with me?
Is it just lunch? We're plotting.
We're
our
with
escape.
You. With you. What's the plan?
If Steve's huddled in a so small funny. Group,
I'm going to hook a rocket up to my wheelchair. And when the door opens, I'm going to light it.
I'm out of here.
That's right. So,
another question you addressed is who goes to heaven?
Who goes to heaven? Those who are in Jesus.
Yep.
That's it. And mm-hmm. this notion that it's a reward for the good things that we've done, we don't do enough good things mm-hmm. to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. Only mm-hmm. Christ, that's why he's the way. Mm-hmm. He made it possible for a sinful man who's sinful by nature mm-hmm. to have a new nature through faith. Mm-hmm. And that, so your default nature cannot inherit heaven. Mm-hmm. Can't do it. Can't stand the presence of God. Can't become righteous. Mm-hmm. Can't become sanctified. You need the new nature, which is given to you by the Holy Spirit, that prepares you to inherit mm-hmm. salvation. And that's the difference. If I went to heaven without being sanctified, without being set apart for the, you know, as holy, if that process isn't complete, then I would just screw heaven up. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I would yeah. make a mess of it.
Which is what we're doing here on earth.
Here on earth. And you know, so we are doing good works by the power yeah. of the Holy Spirit. But you know what? We're also, simultaneously, there's works of the flesh that are playing yeah. out. And,
right.
You know, yeah. I like to think that all I ever do perhaps is bring good things to the table, but that's not true. I know it's not true.
Yeah.
So
some of the statistics that you gave along with that I think are just very interesting were that 90% of Americans think that they'll go to heaven, but only 50% of Americans don't believe in being born again, and really only 8% of Americans believe in a biblical worldview.
Yeah, so it's
almost inverted. Like 90% yeah. of people think they're going to go to heaven, but only 8% of people have a biblical worldview.
Yeah, so. Barna Research about a decade ago. They set out. Now, I don't know if they've updated the data. I haven't seen new updated data, but I always remember that. So they kind of dialed it in, and at one point, so obviously we believe John chapter 3, in order to go into the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then you start with that, and then you ask people, mm-hmm. what they believe about the Bible.
Yeah.
And when you get down, when you dial in all the data, what you find out is that 8% of people in America have a biblical worldview, mm-hmm. Which is an indicator of, you know, one of the questions about a biblical worldview, do you believe in a heaven?
Yeah.
Do you believe in a hell? Do you believe in Satan? Do you believe in, you know, Jesus is the Son of God? And all of these things are all part of that thing. And so, yeah, it's interesting when you get right down to it. Mm-hmm. So
those statistics kind of affirm too, the gate is narrow, or the road is narrow, yeah. and the road is yeah. wide. So
and few will find it.
Right. Yep. Many will think that they have, right? That's yeah. kind of what the statistics show us too. Like 90% of Americans think they'll go to heaven. Like mm-hmm. many will think that they have, but.
Well, and I think that because we're created in God's image, right? Because we're created in God's image. I think we have a sense that heaven
right.
is where we should go.
Right.
And, but what we don't have is the way
mm-hmm.
to get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we make things up, or we deceive ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why it's so important, you know, to deliver the gospel, to mm-hmm. deliver biblical truth, to preach from the word of God and not twist it to what our itching ears want to hear,
yep.
is so that we understand what scripture says and we know what the truth is. And when people ask, we can freely, willingly, boldly tell them.
Well, and for a universalist that believes that all religions lead to heaven,
right?
You discount the atoning sacrifice of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
And that's the right. difference. So no other religion has an atoning sacrifice for your sins,
mm-hmm.
and then they don't have the idea of being born again in the Spirit mm-hmm. and the sanctifying work of the Spirit that prepares you
right.
for eternity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and a grace-based. Like receiving of that, not a workspace.
Right.
Like every other religion is more like, you have to do this right. and this and this. And
follow the eightfold path.
Yeah.
You know, abandon all individuality.
Based on what Jesus has done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a human work-centered
yeah.
idea. Yep. So.
So talk to us a little bit. This is kind of a heavy topic, but you addressed it a little bit on Sunday based on a question that had come in, but mm-hmm. the topic of suicide.
Yeah.
And so talk to us a little bit about that.
I always want to be cautious, because I've actually had somebody tell me before that I basically told them in a message that it was okay to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And I want to be cautious how I say that, but I also want to offer hope
right.
to people whose loved one right. has committed suicide. So it is a deep topic. So there is no work
mm-hmm.
that gets you into heaven. There is no, well, I should say no human work, that gets you into heaven. There's no human work that keeps you out of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
This is all a work of God. Mm. And so in that regard, you have to say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The question then becomes is, if you are truly born again and you're a follower of Jesus, can you despair to the point where you would want to commit suicide? And you take into account biological,
right.
you know, mental illness, mm-hmm. mental health, and all yeah. these things. So you have to, yes. I mean, obviously, there's a possibility, but
make things difficult.
But if you're a person who is a Christian and who is in deep despair to the point where you're contemplating committing suicide, you first have to hear that's not what the Bible tells us to do.
Right.
Very clearly, we are to live for Christ. We live to please mm-hmm. Him. And obviously, God is not about death. God is about life.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us life when we die.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is all about death, and he's about destruction, and he wants, you know, he's a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be careful of what you're giving influence and what you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
But just know what God would be doing, and God would not be calling you to take your life. Now, if you're in a place, you know, maybe you do need to go see a counselor. Maybe you have a clinical situation where you need to get help and possibly even medication,
mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. depending on the circumstance. I'm not a doctor, so I'm a pastor, mm-hmm. I'm a shepherd. And so I offer spiritual guidance. And, but yeah, no, it's a very serious topic.
Mm-hmm.
So the moral of the story is don't harm yourself. Don't take your life. Live to please God, but know full well that your hands are, if you are in faith, if Jesus Christ is a part of your life, mm-hmm. that your soul is in the hands of God, right. not in your hands.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if I did explain that adequately, do you think?
During the message,
you mean? Just now or?
Just now. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Did I do it during the message?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you did a good job.
Yeah. I think so too. And I think that it's just that, like you said too, you know, there's a peace for a person contemplating, but then there's also a peace for family members who are still here. And
there's always
that
hope.
Piece of, right. There's always hope. And there's just that peace that there's nothing that we can do that negates right. what God is doing and, you know, what yeah. he is going to do.
And scripture clearly says we are saved by faith.
Right.
Through grace, mm-hmm. not by works.
Right.
So if you can't be saved by works, you can't be unsaved.
You can't undo it.
By works.
Right. Yep.
So that would actually indicate, too, that the Holy Spirit would abandon you. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that the Holy Spirit will ever abandon you once you are born again and the Holy Spirit resides in you.
Right.
You know, scripture says God will finish what he starts. Mm-hmm. So you have to have faith in that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But. Yep.
Well, let's go on to the last topic of the sermon of what is heaven like?
Yeah.
This idea of what, when I get to heaven, what's it going to be like? And, you know, we talked a little bit about that last podcast. Throw our expectations out the window because it's going to be greater than anything we could ever imagine or expect, and it's going to be perfect. And, you know, you mm-hmm. used scripture from Revelation to talk about, you know, fruit from the tree of life in paradise. It's going to be the garden restored to what it was originally intended from God's original creation prior to the fall.
Yeah, ultimately. Yeah. So that's the cool thing about it. So what heaven is now, it will be different someday. Mm-hmm. But what it is now is very clearly shown in Revelation.
Yeah.
And you brought up Samoas.
I did. Well, you know what's interesting? So here's
that
what
is
I
not my manna.
Here is what I love. I love it when, you know, I learn something new.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this now for, you know, 13 years, a while, and then preaching long before that. And it's not that I don't learn things. I still learn things new, and that's right. what's great about it. But I don't learn things new as much as I used to. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I found fascinating that even though I knew, it didn't hit me like it did this weekend, but the idea that every letter to every church uh-huh. offers a different view of heaven.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is fascinating to me. So you kind of rank, you kind of, it almost, so at the end of each letter to each church, if you compile that data,
right.
it's like another piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that was really cool.
Yeah, and there was kind of a different promise for victory for each of those churches and how each of the churches represents a different era of the church age.
Mm. Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting also. Yeah.
Yeah, so we won't experience a second death. We'll mm-hmm. receive a new name in heaven. Well, there'll be manna in heaven.
Yep.
We'll be given authority and rule, be put into positions of leadership and serving. Be clothed in white or with righteousness. Mm-hmm. We'll become a citizen of the New Jerusalem. And we'll be seated on the throne next to Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
How cool is that?
And share a meal as friends with him.
Share a meal with friends as friends with him. Yeah. And then if you go back that he promises the tree of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be eating of the fruit of the tree of life. And mm-hmm. and what does that mean?
We'll live forever.
It does, but what'll the fruit be? I don't know.
Who knows? A new fruit.
Yeah.
What's on the table of your heavenly meal?
Not the little Samoa thing.
Not coconut.
No, not coconut.
Not coconut.
Although it is created by God and will probably be there. So
I'm gonna get to heaven. I'm gonna go, where's the coconut?
Where's the coconut? I'll be like, look, we've been storing it up for you. Here it is. Maybe I'll like coconut in heaven. Maybe.
You know, some people sleep on, you know, a bed of straw or hay. Steve's going to sleep on a bed of coconut shavings.
There you go.
Maybe. I wonder if steak will be in heaven.
Oh, That'd be on my.
It'll be pretty good.
List.
Pizza.
I'm gonna guess not pizza. Maybe.
Really?
I don't know.
Why not pizza?
It's a little too. I don't know. I think the food will be more like natural.
Oh, so like it all grows.
Yeah.
Will we have bread?
Yes, I think so.
Do you think
so.
We'll have tomatoes?
Yes.
You think we'll have garlic?
Yeah,
oregano?
Yes, yeah. You'll grow it yourself.
You think we'll have mushrooms?
I see what you're doing there.
That's right.
You have
all
mushrooms?
All the mixes for a
That's
pizza.
That's right, exactly. Cheese. I don't know. It won't all be processed.
Somehow
so
they become less
delicious.
Natural when they're combined.
Yes, that's right. They do. Probably we clearly eat too many frozen pizzas at our house. So
the pizza will be like more like Polly's pizza than it will be like Tony's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not frozen pizza that
or
you
Tostino's.
Pop in and make in 10 minutes.
Buy but, 10 for five
you know,
bucks.
That's right. Yep. It's good.
So next week or this week, we're going to continue our Heaven series, right?
Yeah, we're
continuing on. Just encourage you guys. You know, Steve's mentioned multiple times, if you have a question, submit that to us.
Yep. There's a place on the website now, too, where you can go and submit your question on there. And
there we go.
Yeah.
And it's cool because some of the questions, I mean, you may not really think of them as a question until somebody asks it. And you're like, I wonder if the Bible does tell us that.
Yep.
And then you find out, you know what? It does.
It does talk about that. Yeah.
It does talk about that.
Yeah. So one of the things I want to talk about before we move on is you brought up the whole idea of the rainbow and you connected it to Genesis with the flood and God's grace and how it's a sign and a promise of God's grace for us. But then in Revelation, and I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I just have written down all the stones show the whole color spectrum. And so it talks about this idea of all of these colors coming together and this rainbow in Revelation. And so, because we had the women's event this weekend and we had decorated with all the colors and spring.
And you always get, unfortunately, you always get people that are like, rainbow.
Right. Like, why would you do that?
Why would you have the rainbow here? Don't you know what that means? And I'm like, yeah, I do know what it means.
Right.
Do you know what it means? Because because we have obviously the LGBTQ.
The world has hijacked.
The image of the rainbow. And it's like, well, you know, just because other people do other things with the rainbow, so if you think about colors, colors is the reflection of light.
Mm-hmm.
God is light.
Yeah.
So colors are a huge part of heaven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I always think, you know, it made me want to go out. You remember, and you don't see this anymore, but I always remember, you know, how people would have wind chimes, but they would also have like, they'd have like hanging crystals or because when the sun would hit it, it would reflect different colors and the, and you know, I mean, maybe it was because we are, because of the time we're living in here in Iowa where we're wanting the sun to shine and we want more colors because we're sick of the, you know, just the grayness and all that stuff. And so, there's something about it that's very powerful. And it is our inheritance as Christians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just the colors and the vibrancy. And
Do you think that there will be colors in heaven that we can see that we don't see here?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Colors within a color.
Like the primary colors.
The
color spectrum of primary colors is more.
Mm-hmm.
They say that obviously our senses will be in tune and enhanced, that we can actually see and hear things that it's not that they're not present now. It's just that we can't necessarily see them all.
Right.
And so, you know, like when you look at other animals and you look at, you know, what does a dog hear versus what do we hear and what do certain animals see? Like what does an eagle see that we don't see?
Right.
And when we are perfected, will we now suddenly see these things or hear these things? So it's cool to think
That's
about.
Good. Yeah.
Speaking of the women's event, how was it?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Had a big turnout, right?
We did have a good turnout. Yeah, definitely. We definitely did. So, it was a great day, and I heard lots of good feedback, and I think women were blessed by it. And
I think it was really good, really powerful. Trisha was, you know, part of one of the prayer teams that was praying over people and said there was just some really good prayer time.
That's
good. Yeah, and it was impactful for her, too, to sit in on the conference. And
yeah.
So, that was good. How was the latte?
The latte was great. It was fantastic. Did you, well, you didn't show up to get one.
I did show up.
You did?
I did.
Oh, I didn't see you. You know, have I you, was actually I watching was told, for you because I, you said you were going to come get a coffee. I was like, Aaron never came and got a coffee.
I came and I got denied in the parking lot.
Really? You got shooed out, huh?
I was told,
well,
you're
well,
too late. They're
it was like a thimble
well,
cap.
Well, if you were too late, that's huh? on you.
Their free coffee was like
hey,
a thimble
you
cap.
You could go back as many times as you wanted, and you could get whatever flavor you wanted.
Should have taken a picture with it, one in my hand.
That would be
it been
funny.
Like that.
It, yeah, it would have been. But you could go back and get another one.
Have you noticed, you know, kind of something that I picked up on at the women's conference, have you noticed that... I don't know, kind of the post-COVID kind of a result when it comes to biblical teaching is it's becoming meatier.
Yeah.
I just kind of noticed that there just seems to be this hunger for the word.
Definitely.
That is coming out.
People want real biblical truth.
Yeah,
even
they don't want fluffy,
hear,
happy,
right.
happy, like, clappy, slappy.
Convict me of my sin. Yeah. And yeah.
And I think it's really cool.
People want, they want things that are real, like... And yeah. they know that real biblical
well, you know
truth
what,
is real.
You know
like,
what they're finding out, and you know, from a pastor's standpoint, when pastors discuss things, is that so a lot of people ran out on the church mm-hmm. over the last couple of years. Happened everywhere.
Right.
And what they figured out is that, you know, really, so, and it's kind of weird because it's almost like, well, duh, we've known this for a long time, but the only thing that really grows people is the word of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the kind of the fluffiness that goes along and all the things that people buy into, as soon as things get really difficult, mm-hmm. that just is thrown out the window mm-hmm. because it doesn't really have any impactful meaning mm-hmm. to people. So, yeah, it was just kind of interesting. So what you see is you see a lot of churches, you know, that are really putting a high emphasis on expository. And a lot of those churches during COVID, they weathered it the
right.
best.
Yeah.
They really, they had the least amount of attrition mm-hmm. during the last couple of years. So yeah, it's just been an interesting
yeah, it is.
Observation. And mm-hmm. I noticed that conferences, it's like when I went to that Together for the Gospel, mm-hmm. that was a very meaty conference.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Right.
And it's just it's almost like those people are, that's the church
yeah,
now.
They want the biblical truth.
They yeah. want the biblical
Absolutely.
Truth. They hunger for the word.
I would say yep. from what Tricia said, she said, you know, women were coming in, it was dark out, it was cloudy. Mm-hmm. There was just like this exhausted, just like run down spirit in mm-hmm. people as they were coming in. But she said you could just see it lift throughout yeah. the conference.
Yep.
And a joy.
Yep,
you know,
as they left, they were
a peace
was going,
yeah. yeah. And people were excited to get together, I yeah. think. And
yeah, definitely. No, it was definitely a good. Yeah.
I was talking with Jeff Guthrie after the, and he was saying how we need to do a men's conference.
Yeah.
But, you know, with a men's conference, you don't have to worry about decorations
right.
and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. What we need
just
to do
sure
is we need like,
meat.
We need to like, yeah, we
Bacon.
Need a fire
Eggs.
And we need an animal on a spit that we yep. eat later.
Yep.
And that's really kind of that's about right. all you need. And you need the word of God.
Yep.
And that's a good men's conference.
There you go. You've got it.
I don't know. They had old tires and hammers and nails and, you know, some
throwing
some
things.
Tire throwing.
Throwing and destroying.
Axe throwing.
Yeah.
Good yep. stuff.
It is good.
Well, what do you got for us, Marcy, for part two?
I don't have anything.
Oh, I thought
we didn't
you
even
were,
talk about thought, this before.
We've kind of been in part
started.
Two.
No, we have. We kind of we've
talked about tulip time.
Two. There we go. It's tulip time.
Are you guys going to go? Are you? No. Do you guys go to tulip time?
I don't think we're going to go this
I
year.
I went once. I never went before I married Tricia, and then we went. I think two once. Before we had kids, and then once when the Way Worship Team was down there playing.
Yeah,
oh,
that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I've been there twice, and that's enough.
Aaron.
Well, you know what? I don't go
thing,
either,
right?
But I don't. There's the reason
do
why.
You at least
I,
go, well, do you at least go uptown to get the food? You can get the pork
you know,
chop on a stick this year. That's
I, you know,
about
if
all you
I
can
go
eat
uptown, then I get the food. But I don't go uptown just to get the food.
You don't do it just to get the food. No.
No.
Be harder for you this year anyway.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean,
can't eat all the junk.
I'm not eating.
Eat the pork chop on a stick.
Not eating the vet ballin, which was one of my, which is a fat ball.
Right.
That's what vet ballin means. Fat balls. just a ball of dough that's deep fat fried and covered in sugar.
Little goodness right there.
It's got some raisins
in
there.
Sounds like a donut.
Raisin, huh? So it's like healthy.
It is, but it's called bet bowling.
You put raisins in it?
Yeah.
You ruin it.
I have never had that.
You know, if you don't like raisins or almonds, then you're not Dutch.
I'm not Dutch.
So.
I'm willing to say that. You like almonds?
You know what? I like almonds better now than I did a few years ago.
I'll eat whole almonds.
Like, I would not eat nuts.
It's inevitable.
But I have always liked, like, almond paste. No, you know, they put, like, the almond paste in a Dutch letter. I've always
liked
that.
I don't like Dutch letters.
Well.
I'll eat an almond by itself, but I will not eat almond paste, almond filling.
No, I would eat
almond cream.
Well, speaking of somebody that loves almond paste, loves coconut, and loves all these things, I am thrilled that you don't, because that just leaves more for me.
More for you.
You can have it.
Right.
Yeah, it's probably best that I don't go uptown for tulip time just because the temptation.
Were you, as a kid, were you ever in the parade?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
All the time.
Like, will you have people in the parade this year?
I don't think so.
No? I thought maybe.
I don't know. I thought maybe. So Lex and the girls are going up. I think they're going to try to go uptown today to take pictures.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think that, I don't think Lex has a costume. So she can't really go
the girls have costumes.
They have Lex's old costumes.
Aww,
yeah, we have so costumes cute. From the kids. So we have all those things.
Speaking of costumes, yesterday at staff we were talking about wedding dresses.
We were talking about wedding dresses.
And wondering if we had wedding dress,
of the day yesterday at the staff meeting was, where is your wedding dress?
Yeah. Ours is in a box in the basement.
Yes, although
I'm pretty sure
that Trisha was the only one on staff who thought she could still fit into hers. So we were all like, yay, Trisha!
But you pointed out that you have your great-grandmother's dress.
Yeah, my mom has hers, and my grandma's, and my great-grandma's. Yeah. Yep, they've kept them all. So
that's
I know.
It's over 100 years old, right?
It's got to be.
100 years?
I mean, I don't know.
Your grandma?
I'd have to sit and think.
I mean,
about
you are
it,
over 40, so.
That's right. I am much older than.
So that, when did you get married? You were 19?
I was 20.
20.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, man, your dress is 21 years old.
That's right. Yep. That's a weird thought. I've had my wedding dress longer than I didn't have my wedding dress.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That is. That's weird.
That was actually the epiphany when Vicky and I, when we celebrated our 21st anniversary, it really hit me. I've been with Vicky as long as I was ever not with Vicky.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was 10 years ago.
Right. Yep. So now you're definitely way past that point.
Yeah. Vicky and I have reached the point in life where we are now entrenched together.
Yep. That's right.
Well, I don't have my tux from my wedding day.
No, it probably went back to the store the next day.
It did.
I'm pretty sure I don't have anything from my wedding day.
Well, you maybe
except my ring, which my ring is in a drawer.
So is mine.
That I don't wear.
I don't. Either workplace hazard.
I've thought about getting a silicone ring.
I thought about that too.
Because I would like to wear a wedding ring. I just don't like my metal, my gold, the hard ring.
Yeah.
Kind of.
If we go out on
it, still a workplace hazard here, Aaron.
It gets caught.
It is. I climb a lot of things around here. Chase down a lot of people.
Just saying.
You know, if you lift, there's not much. They're not fun to wear. I mean, you take them off to lift and.
I'll do that. I usually like when Trisha and I. If we go out on a date or something, you know, I'll put it on and I usually end up spinning it or flipping it. And
Todd used to do that too.
And it's more of a distraction than it is.
Yep.
Anything. It's the young kid on the date.
Oh.
I don't get called young anymore.
You probably would if you shaved your beard.
That's what Trisha says.
Makes you look younger. Get rid of your gray facial hair.
Yep. Yep. But. Someday, you know what? Maybe for her birthday, I'll shave completely clean again.
That's a few months away.
Or maybe for our anniversary. I don't know.
That's probably closer.
It is July.
You know what I could do if the mood strikes me is I could bring up for the staff a few plates of Pofferchies. I don't know if they'd eat them or not.
Yeah, there you go.
Trisha loves Pofferchies and Stroop waffles. Those are her two favorite.
Stroop waffles and Pofferchies.
Yeah.
That's a Dutch accent.
Stroop. If you're Dutch, you got to learn how to roll your R's.
Yeah.
Can you roll your R's? Yeah.
Of course, your Irish roll their R's too, don't they?
I don't know.
We know Scottish.
How Irish are you, Aaron?
100%.
No, you're not. Jen's more Irish than you are.
I thought we debunked that because my I had a lot of general, like Northwestern European, which technically Ireland falls into that. And anyway,
technically,
I can't get into the Irish accent when I'm wearing a cowboy hat.
That's probably true.
So when you're talking about 23andMe now,
yeah,
or whatever the the DNA test.
Yeah.
So did you have a certain percentage of Neanderthal in you? So did I.
Yeah.
I have to laugh because I have been accused of being a Neanderthal
yours
before.
Is more than mine. That's I just funny. Want to point that out.
You're like, but yes, I was actually, also that's true.
I had Portuguese in
I had my DNA results,
which I never knew that. Spanish, like Spain,
that's
ancestors from Spain, as well as 0.1% Nigerian.
Wow!
There you go. Mm-hmm. Just also goes to show you that we're all a melting pot.
We are.
Right.
But some of us have more Neanderthal in them than others.
Some of us do.
Do you know how much Neanderthal you have, Marcy?
Nope, I don't know how much Neanderthal I have. I have not taken a 23andMe yet.
I have found out I'm not related to you, though.
There you go.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I looked up everybody on staff here to see if I...
That's funny.
Nope.
I haven't taken it, so I probably wasn't in the system.
Oh.
But
you know what? Maybe for your birthday next year,
we'll do a 23andMe.
We'll get you.
I also found out based on my DNA that according to my DNA that I weigh 8% more than a person that's exactly this. Somebody could be exactly the same size as me, but because of my bone density and all this stuff, that odds are I weigh at least 8% more.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is kind of fascinating.
That's I find it fascinating. Like
they can tell you that.
Well, they point out like you have a 90% chance of this finger or this toe being longer. Yeah. Or you have this percent chance of having brown eyes. And
That's interesting.
Yeah. It is. So I took that 8% as going, oh, so maybe I'm not as overweight as I thought I
That's
was.
That's right. It's just another 8% allowance.
It's the reason when we talk about like wrestling in middle school, I'm wrestling at 180 and you're like not even wrestling over 100.
You're wrestling at 80.
But that's more than 8%.
You're wrestling at 80
But I'm guessing we weren't the same size.
My freshman year of high school, I wrestled 103. Weighing 98 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
My freshman year in high school, I wrestled heavyweight, and I weighed 198 pounds. Freshman year.
You weighed exactly 100 pounds more than me.
Amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Amazing. We won't ask you any of these questions, so. All right.
Women don't talk about weight.
That's right. And men don't ask.
And men don't ask.
And even if you wanted to know.
If a wife were to ask her husband for an honest opinion, she would want an honest opinion.
Eject.
No, she wants an honest opinion. I'm just saying.
Don't just avoid the question.
Don't
turn and run away.
It. No, she wants a straight answer.
Go screaming out the room going, ah, la, 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 la.
I smell smoke. Answer. I think there's a fire. Get out.
Dangerous territory. Not true.
I'm going to follow along with you on announcements today.
Hey, great. So then you'll point out everything I missed. That's so kind and thoughtful of you.
I just don't want us to skip anything.
Today's Wednesday, Aaron.
It is.
What does that mean?
We've got, for 2 more weeks, we have youth group, right?
We do. Middle school actually goes a week longer.
They go a week longer. They're doing like a special day or something.
They have, actually tonight, high school is off-site. They're going to do supper here, and then they're going off-site to a bonfire.
Ooh,
so they're going to have a fun night.
Fun.
So middle school is still on-site tonight, and then next week for high school is senior night. So Logan and Molly are coming in to the high schoolers next week.
You know, that was one of the joy. So at the women's conference, obviously, you know, Vicky spoke, and I'm always proud of her, and I love watching her speak. But then Alexis was speaking.
Yep, they did a great job, and now together.
Yeah, and now at youth, Logan and Molly are speaking. And
well, we got to get Jake here next.
That's right.
It's just cool to sit back and
see it all happen
and watch.
That's right. Yeah. So that'll
proud
be good.
Proud Papa.
Yep. That's
absolutely
right. So that's Wednesdays with youth, and then Thursdays men's and women's ministry. This week, Friday, is Operation Finding Freedom.
Yep. We're Kirk's going to be leading that class. So if you're a veteran, come on in and join us. And had somebody tell us last time they really enjoyed it, and they were going to be back.
Good.
So
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. 7:30.
And it's the first Friday of every month.
Correct.
So that happens to fall this Friday. So this Friday at 7 o'clock. So, and then actually on Saturday, we have the Phoenix Phase Run. So we're going to have a water station here at the Way, but they have the 5K and the half marathon with
which
that.
Which you're not
so
running.
I am not running.
You're supplying water.
I am signed up to do a water station, yes.
Why aren't you running?
Because I'm doing a water station. What are you saying, Aaron?
I feel like, I don't know.
You know, you might find this surprising, but I'm not signed up to run either.
We ran, Trish and I ran last year, but we've got soccer games this
year. Soccer games this year. Yep. So.
It was good. 5K wasn't that bad.
That's good.
Yeah. Surprisingly.
You have the.
Still time to sign up if you have not already.
Yeah, the Klompen Classic. Is it tonight?
Oh, yeah. Klompen Classic is tonight.
Are you doing that?
Yeah. No, I'm not. Nope. But the Klompen Classic, I have in the past, though.
The last time I did that, I think, was it the last time I did the Klompen Classic? You and Todd did the Klompen Classic?
Yeah, I think that's the last time I did the
Klompen
Classic,
and I couldn't walk. I mean, I ran it fine, but just running on concrete, I realized that I've gotten to the age where I can't. I mean, running for me isn't easy anyway, but running on concrete, a definite no-no.
Right. To which you probably came to work the next day and said, just wait till you're over 40.
I did.
That's probably what you said. And now here I am over 40.
You should run it and see how you feel a couple days later.
She listened to your advice. You listened to his advice, therefore you're not signing up for any 5Ks.
I probably was older than you are now the last time I ran the Klompen Classic.
That's probably true. Yeah,
it was probably 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago.
It's been longer than that. I don't know. I don't remember.
I think I was middle aged. I was in my mid 40s.
Yep. So that's tonight.
Running's boring anyway.
Well, 5K. Five K is like a half hour, or you know, you can.
It's a good workout. It's all perspective. So that's Saturday, and then Sunday we have services at 9 and 11, Children's Ministry during the 9 o'clock service. Sunday is also Mother's Day.
Yep.
So
it is.
Shout out to all the moms and just all the women in general.
Women,
my kids have a plan for Mother's Day, so.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That's great. Good for them.
Dad just has to get on board with it. We're working on it. We're working through some logistical things, but we'll make
sure. Here's a question. So I don't really get Vicky anything for Mother's Day because our kids are old enough to give her something on Mother's Day.
Right.
Is that that's appropriate, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, she's
not
my mother.
It's not your responsibility.
It's true. Yep.
I get my mother something.
Yeah.
And we get her mother something.
I feel like just a hug and an acknowledgement.
Vicky's probably laughing. She goes,
she probably is
did
laughing.
You just say that I get my mother something?
She's probably like, who gets your
I turned to my
something?
I turned to my wife on Sunday and I go, what'd we get my mom for Mother's Day? She goes, we? Oh, we men.
Oh, I tell you what.
Thanks, right. The Lord for wives.
I'm telling you, keep it all going. That's right.
I do think as the husband, though, you have to carry that load for Mother's Day till your kids are old enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
To carry that load.
Yep. Yep. We'll make, I'm not going to say because Trisha's probably listening.
Yep, she's probably listening. Yep. Don't give away the surprises, Aaron.
I won't.
Let it be a surprise. So then after Sunday is Monday.
Wow.
I know, right?
I think there's a song my kids sing, my preschool kids. Sunday and Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday.
I know that song.
Thursday and Friday. And Saturday.
That's right. See, so I'm right. After Sunday is Monday. But our first Mondays with Mama's Group is meeting this week Monday. So they didn't meet last week Monday, which would have been the first Monday. They're meeting this Monday instead. And so I think that is at 9:30. Bulletin says 9:30. So 9:30 on Monday morning, moms with littles are welcome to come and join. And Alexis leads that group too. And so that'll be great. So, and then a few things coming up on Saturday, May 14, we have a couple things going on here at the Way. We have membership class in the morning from 9 to noon. So if you are interested in learning more about the Way, learning about becoming a member here, just learning about mission, vision, kind of how the Way came to be and where we're headed and all of those fun things that are just good to talk about, you are welcome to come to the membership class. You can sign to be a member after that class, or you can just come and hear the information and think about it. And there's no pressure with that. But that is next week, Saturday, May 14, from 9 to noon. And then in the afternoon at 3:30, the prayer team is meeting from 3:30 to 4:30. So they'll have a time of prayer where you can come in and join them to pray, or you can come in and be prayed for. They would love to pray for you as well. So that is on Saturday, May 14 also. And then something else coming up is we are in the month of May, and it is graduation season. So if you have a graduate, whether that is a graduate from high school or from college, we would love to hear from you. We would love to honor your graduate. We would love a picture of them and their name and their plans for what they're going to be doing after they graduate. And we will be putting something together to share during our service on May 22nd. And so if you could get that information to the office, we would appreciate that, because we would love to honor all of our graduates and we don't want to miss anyone. So that's coming up also. And then the last thing I have is we are in our series on heaven. And so if you have questions about heaven, questions that would go along with this sermon series, we would love for you to submit those online or email the office or call. Just get us your questions and we'll get those to Steve and he'll
not the last announcement. Last announcement has to be the Christian concert.
Yeah, Marcy missed one.
That's like the second week I forgot that.
Fierce Faith Fire. Yep.
Good thing y'all are here.
The Christian concert tickets
came out.
Tickets are out there, and there's a group of people, many of whom go the way, but it's more than that. And they had an opportunity to put together a Christian. So they were having that country music festival at the Four Seasons.
Yep.
And they had an opportunity, kind of a God opportunity to put a Christian concert together. Mm-hmm. And then they reached out to some people and they all said yes. And they got, it's really going to be a great day. It's afternoon. Mm-hmm. So you could still go to church in the morning and then go out there or whatever, but should be a great day. But tickets are on sale. If you don't know who some people don't know who Sean Foyt is. Sean Foyt is he kind of gained prominence during COVID.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
Where he was going around to these cities that were all shut down and they were having these Christian concerts.
Places
and,
where people didn't go, like Portland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was going in.
He was going in.
He went to Portland.
He didn't go to Portland.
he was having these massive Christians were coming out and. So I'm excited to bring him in. Of course, and then everything else. It's just going to be a great day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mark it on your calendar. And it's Father's Day.
Micah Tyler is the other artist.
Micah Tyler.
Friday John Night Foyt, Fire. And Friday Night
Local
Fire.
Band.
Local band. Yep.
And it's going to be Father's Day.
It is on Father's Day. I think it's 1 to 4. And tickets are only $20. And so
kids under 10 get in free?
Yeah.
I think so. Yep. Yeah. So
all three of my kids would get in free.
There you go.
Here we go.
It's going to be a good day.
It will be. It's going to be a great day.
And, obviously, it is something that they would like. I mean, if they get a good turnout and people, it's something they're going to want to do more often in the future. Mm-hmm. So I would just urge people to come out. If you want more Christian concerts like these in the area, come out and support it.
Yep. Yep. Definitely. That's good.
Yeah.
There's something too, I think, to going to an outdoor concert.
Oh yeah.
So it's just something about it that it's just fun. So
you gonna wear your cowboy boots to the concert?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I will have them by then.
All right.
Maybe.
Giddy up.
How hot it is that day.
Well, the concert the day before is a country.
Saturday
country concert.
The mm-hmm. Saturday concert is a country concert, and then stage is there, and they're bringing in the Christian artists on Sunday. And
at a minimum, be praying for good weather that weekend.
Yeah. That's right. We want good weather. That'll be fantastic.
So we don't want people coming in on Saturday with their cowboy boots messing up the ground if it's been raining.
Right.
So.
All right.
That's it.
Well, that concludes another podcast. Thanks for joining us. And we hope y'all have a good week. And if you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Blessings, everybody. Goodbye.
Have a great week.